We are holding before Sukkot, Tovshin Pei Daled. In the forecast, it looks like it might rain the first night of Sukkot. So these are halachos legabe rain in the first night of Sukkot. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tovresh Lama Tesef Hei that if it's raining enough that Yifuga, it's ruined, you're not mechuyev to eat in the Sukkot. The Ramah says this is only other days of Sukkot. But the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat even if it's raining. And you should make Kiddush and say Shechiyonu in the Sukkot. And then wash and eat a Chagdayis pass. So Mizrura says, what's the pshat? Because since the first night of Sukkot, we learn how Tesvav, Tesvav, Exer Shav, Tesvav, Tesvav from Matzah, from Pesach, and there you chayiv even Mitzdar, you chayiv a Chol Inyan, so Sukkot also, you chayiv in any case. Lamais Mizrura says, some argue on this, and they hold there's no difference in the first night and other nights, or other days of Sukkot, and therefore, a lot of Achrayim and Machriya, that even though you mechuyiv to eat in the Sukkot, because it's a Safik, you should not make the bracha of Leishav HaSukkah, because Sof brachas halakha, you might be potter. On one side, you chayiv, you could learn half a matzah. The other side is no. There's dimitz tar also, and therefore, you don't make a bracha alei shavah sukkah. But the Mizrua says, the lamaisa, it's royu to wait until at least chatzos, maybe it's going to stop raining. And if it stops raining, you go into the sukkah and make a bracha alei shavah sukkah. And therefore, yeitzer mitzvah say, l'kuli yama, because it's a sofik, until now if it's raining, it's a sofik. Therefore, you should wait till it stops raining, go in the sukkah and make alei shavah sukkah. But lamaisa, other achrayim, right, Mizrua brings down, they should not wait because it stirs the Simchas Yontif, everyone, all Bnei Beisa, the Ketanim are waiting. So therefore, you don't have to wait till Chatzos. An hour or two is enough to wait, but you should wait an hour or two. And if it doesn't rain, so you should make Kiddush in the Sukkah and eat a little bread and then come into the house, but just don't make a Leishav HaSukkah. And that sounds like the Halacha L'maisa, that you don't have to wait till Chatzos, you wait an hour or two. Even though there are some Shittos all the way to Chatzos, it seems like that's the Halacha L'maisa, waiting an hour or two. Now, let's say you already made Kiddush in the Sukkah, and you ate a little bit, and you finished up in the house, and you wait an hour or two, and then you did this, and then, after you finished your Suda, it stopped raining. So then, if you didn't go to sleep yet, you should go back into the Sukkah, eat of a Kabeya Pass, even if you're benched, wash again, make a Moitze again, eat a Kabeya Pass, and make a Leish of a Sukkah. But if you're ready in your bed, so then you're not mechuyev to get out. And the reason is because there's a man of shach. Because it's a big mitzdar to come out of the bed. So if you hold that yechayev for mitzdar the first night of Sukkot, so you already did that. You already ate in the Sukkah. We had the bracha leish for Sukkah. We already ate in the Sukkah at mitzdar while it was raining. And if you hold that mitzdar is potter, so then you're not mechuyev to get out of bed. So therefore, you're not mechuyev to leave your bed and go back to the Sukkah in order to eat in the Sukkah. So just to recap, if it's raining the first night, wait an hour or two. And if it's still pouring rain, go into the Sukkah, make Kiddush, eat a Kazayis, don't make a Leish Shavah Sukkah. Go into your house, finish the Suda. When you finish the Suda, check if it's still raining. If it's not raining anymore, go back into the Sukkah. If you didn't bench yet, just eat a Kazayis pass, a Kabeya pass there, and make a Leish Shavah Sukkah. And then come back into the house and bench. And if you're in your bed already, then you can make a and stay in your bed, and you don't have to go back out, even though you heard it stopped raining. If someone has an awning, it's more simple when it comes to the first night Sukkahs. What a person should do is keep on his awning, you know, sing whatever he sings, and then get ready for Kiddush. Open up the awning, make Kiddush very quickly, wash and eat, make a Leish Shavah Sukkah, and then he could close the awning. And the reason why this is fine is because it takes a while for the rain to go through the schach and start ruining your food in your sukkah. So for that, those 5 minutes, it'll still be kosher to stay in the sukkah as long as it's not mamish mabbling outside. So then, that's the best thing to do, is just to keep the awning on, open up for Kiddush and Hamaitzi, and you'll be able to even bake a Leish Shavah Sukkah.